VOA News. President Trump faced a growing wave of condemnation Tuesday for his remarks in Helsinki, Finland, during a joint press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. Trump said he believed the Russian leader when Putin said his country had not interfered in the 2016 presidential election, rather than the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia had indeed interfered. Republican lawmakers, members of Trump's own political party, are split on whether to support the president. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Too often what we seem to see is a Trump-first policy rather than an America-first policy.
That's a Republican, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who says President Trump bungled the Helsinki summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin walked away from Helsinki with a win. It's a disaster.
But one Republican senator is making the rounds of the TV news shows in support of the president.
The president has undergone an onslaught of a year and a half of a partisan investigation accusing him of somehow colluding with the Russians.
Rand Paul of Kentucky.
He is willing to meet with adversaries to try to prevent us from having World War III.
Both senators were on CBS this morning. I'm Rita Foley.
Many of Trump's fellow Republicans, along with opposition Democrats, condemned the president's position, calling it, among other things, embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. On Twitter, Trump said he had a good meeting with Putin, but he said, sadly, it is not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy. And now, late on Tuesday at the White House, Trump told reporters he does accept the conclusion of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia sought to influence the 2016 U.S. election. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place, he said. Could be other people also. A lot of people out there. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7. 25 Taliban were killed and 15 wounded. Dozens of Syrian civilians carrying white flags gingerly approached the Israeli border along the Golan Heights Tuesday in an apparent appeal for protection from Russian and Syrian airstrikes. Syrian forces have launched an operation to take back the last parts of the southwest still in rebel hands. About 160,000 people are stuck in the middle. But an Israeli soldier shouted at the people in Arabic through a loudspeaker. He said, "You are on the border of the State of Israel. Go back. We don't want to hurt you. Go back before something happens. If you want us to be able to help you, go back." The European Union and Japan signed a new free trade deal Tuesday that creates the world's largest open economic zone. It covers a third of the global economy. European Council President Donald Tusk says the deal aims to shine a light in the increasing darkness of international politics.
We are sending a clear message that you can count on us. We are predictable, both Japan and the EU. Predictable, responsible, and will continue defending a world order based on rules, on freedom, on transparency, and common sense.
The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office estimates 280 people have been killed, including 19 police officers and 1,830 injured during protests against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government. It says the state and pro-government armed groups are to blame for the overwhelming number of deaths and injuries. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there is a growing sense of dread that violence will escalate in the lead-up to the anniversary, with more loss of life and a further erosion of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A migrant aid group is accusing the Libyan Coast Guard of abandoning 3 people in the Mediterranean Sea, including a woman and a young child. The child died. The Coast Guard had intercepted 160 people near the Libyan shore. They were headed for Europe. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.